The adult beverages are poor, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 1.5-year-old.
My name is Gavin, and I, too, have a 1.5-year-old.
Ooh.
And I'm Jeff. I do not have a 1.5-year-old, 3.5, and 6-year-old.
Which point do you drop to halves? Is it like 4.5, 5?
I don't know.
5.5 feels weird. Maybe it's 4.5.
He's on the cusp, though. You know, like he's almost 4. So to say 3, I don't know. He's aged.
See, 3.5 sounds, you say 3.5, and that sounds, that helps me with his age. But like 6.5, you know, I don't think I care.
No.
5.5, 4. Yeah. I would stake my claim at 4.5.
Probably.
School age. Say the dads. Right?
You know, I'm 5,620 months old, which actually the math probably makes me like a vampire.
Immortal.
But man, Gavin, you did it. You survived. Year and a half. One of the easiest ages to say now. How's that feel?
It's good. It's a lot less awkward than 16 months as far as just describing her age. She's good. She's running around doing her thing, being a baby, teething a little bit, but nothing that, you know, cold face cloth or some ice water or something isn't putting to rest. And starting to talk a lot more, like not like a lot of words, but just a lot of mama and dada. And then like her version of doggy is da-da. It's like a prolonged dada. I'm just straight up dada, but the dog is dada.
Okay. It's all in that pronunciation.
Yeah, it is. It is.
With mine, he mispronounced his name. So our dog's name is Moogle, after Final Fantasy characters. And what he's reduced that down to is simply like Moomoo. Moomoo! which is adorably close.
Yeah.
So works out pretty well. Yeah. Yeah, well, here. Yeah, that was one of the greatest moments, I think, when he passed a year and a half, because just knowing I didn't have to talk about months ever again. Because that killed me, like 14 months, 15. Ugh, year and a half.
I'd mess up the math on it sometimes because honestly, like my brain is too dedicated to other concerns, like just, you know, keeping her alive and all those other things. It's like figuring out when was the last? Okay, so she was a year then move and carry the one. Like, I got to chase her now. She's climbing on the furniture. I don't care. She's old. She's not two. So she's one, but not two.
Actually, that kind of reminds me. I don't know if it's a is it a universal thing that babies don't respect gravity, or is that just a young boy thing?
Oh no, that's universal. Yeah, my baby does gravity. She answers to no one. She'll climb on things. She'll fall. We've got pretty good furniture in regards to just like we have a like this padded ottoman, and it's in front of the couch. It's like a bench ottoman, and sometimes she'll fall between it and the couch and just sort of like plinko between the two on her way down. And it's all just like it's super padded, but it's like, well, sweetie, don't get up there,
don't do that. Yeah.
But we're also like letting her sort of climb a bit too, because we want her to understand like how this stuff works, and we'd rather her understand gravity when it's like, you know, a half a foot drop onto a padded pillow, as opposed to understanding gravity when she's standing on like the kitchen table somehow through miraculous toddler climbing skills. So there's certain times where it's like when she gets up onto the ottoman, like, you know, and she goes to get back down, but she knows to kind of go feet first and then let sort of her body slump down. So she's getting smart about it, but there are certain times where it's like, don't do that. Why are you doing that? That's just bad news, baby. Just call me and daddy on this.
That must seem to have, he's connected the dot to them. Like when he's holding my hand, like he's kind of invincible from a gravity perspective. Oh. So he'll be at the top of a stair or climbing some sort of playground, and he'll grab my hand. He's like, you got me? Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just hurl himself with reckless abandon. I'm like, that's not the point of this.
It doesn't grasp. Get better. I'll tell you right now, it does not get better.
Trevor, I have an easy solution to that problem. It's just going to take a heartless moment.
Yeah. This is for your own good. You'll thank me later.
I get it. It's that sense of like when they're holding your hand, they just sort of, it's like a safety harness. It's like a roofer would wear. It's like if you see roofers, if you ever watch them work, like you can tell the guys who have the harness on, the guys who don't, because the guys with the harness are just zipping back and forth on the roof. But the guys without the harness are sort of like moving. It's like the ones with a harness run across a roof like a squirrel. The ones without the harness saunter across the roof like a raccoon, like just methodic and slow as if they're trying to steal your garbage. So like that's sort of like, you see a baby, like a toddler not holding, you know, mama or dad's hand. They're a little bit more like, okay, right foot, left foot, right. Okay, I'm going to do a bit of running, but that's good. And then once they have the hand, they're just like, I don't care. Whatever, if I fall, that has got me. It's fun. But yeah. But I can see your kid's quite adventurous there, Trevor. So I could see him just being like bungee jumping.
He seems to just, as per his normal, he just seems to take that one extra step where it's just like, that is unsafe. Like just like woefully unsafe. This is, like, come on. What are you not even trying? You're not even trying to preserve your own life at this point. Come on.
No self-preservation technique at all.
Meet me halfway, baby.
Your baby's a Viking.
Oh, I wish he was that civilized. At least they had culture. You know? So, I guess if we didn't back it up to review the week a bit, let's kick into gaming first, and then we'll get to some other topics. But Jens, like, what games were you able to sneak in this week?
I'll go first because it's quick. I've just sort of been puttering away a bit on Deus Ex, and that's about it. As far as other entertainment, though, managed to watch Trumbo, which was a very interesting movie to watch, especially in current political climates. The idea of fear and subjecting certain groups to fear and all that. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. But also the Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix, the new series. Timothy Olyphant, Drew Barrymore. Really, really fun. My wife and I had to suppress our laughter as to not wake up our kid. But it's a really fun series. It's kind of a horror comedy. Very fun, very gory, very wrong. But all around, a lot of fun. So I highly recommend that. Deus Ex, it's going well. It's very Deus Ex. There's certain game design features in it. And I'm like, oh. I figured out some of the controller things that I was able to shift some stuff around, and now the controls are working in a way that I like. There's just certain moments, too, where I'm like, oh, so regardless of my choices, I'm still kind of getting forced into this position or that position. But, that's kind of the style of game it is. So, I'm going to stick with it a little bit longer. I might also pepper it a little bit more Uncharted just to switch it up. Yeah.
As for me, gaming, got it back into Mad Max. Trying to finish that one off. I don't think I'm close.
What about your cabbages? I mean,
oh, no. I still go in there. I still have to farm every day. I still got to go in there. I'll spend an hour in my farm and then go on Mad Max and shoot people.
Yeah.
Run people down.
I can just imagine connecting the two worlds where it's just like that's the home base. Like, that's how you're surviving.
Yeah,
that's right. Doing all the farming, and then you go out into the wasteland with your car.
Plenty of water in my farm.
Yeah.
It's good. No, so I've gotten back into that. Again, the world map is like totally decorated with icons. So I don't know how much I'm going to hit of all those side quests before I hit the main mission. But we'll see. I'll keep at her and get it going. But I've also been helping out my son with Donkey Kong Country Returns for 3DS. It is a hard game. Oh my god. Like if you've ever played, I remember Donkey Kong Country back in the day, and it had some tough levels. And this thing is like killer. Oh my god. They have like a normal mode, which is like you get two hits and you're dead. And then like a safe mode, which is I guess you get an extra hit or an extra heart. But he can do some levels that are just bananas. Yes. No, I was gonna say it, and then I wasn't, and then I looked at Trevor. I'm like, oh, I'll yes. take it.
Oh, I actually I have a dad joke from this morning. So I turned to my wife and I was like, oh yeah, the other day when I was getting groceries, I picked up a loaf of rye because I thought, why not?
What'd you do? What was your action? Just like why? What?
I think I actually caused her physical pain. Like. The look on her face
just doubles over.
Yeah.
Oh,
why? I could tell there was like an ache at the back of her skull. She just had this grimace on her face, like that was just, it's like right in like so the pit bad. Of her rib cage.
I just feel like crying with joy. You guys doing so well.
Yeah.
At some point, you guys keep this up, and like you're not gonna be allowed to hang out with me anymore.
No, you're God, bad. Yeah. Can't bring that.
God,
stuff
where are
here?
These coming from? Oh, those are some classics. Yeah, so easy mode on Donkey Kong Country entails you to have one extra hit.
One extra hit. Like, I don't get it. Some of those levels are nigh on impossible. But so he plays it in 2D mode on his 3DS because I think you have to be about 7 to do the 3D mode for the eyesight. But when he goes asleep, I turn on 3D mode. Wow, that game is awesome. Like the levels, everything's set in like a 3-leveled area. So you're in the foreground, middle ground, and then background. And the barrels that kind of fire you around in certain levels, like actually propel you in the back. And then you're like on these little 3D planes and then you come back in the foreground. And there's like the minecart levels that look ridiculous in 3D, like really cool. But hard, man. Like I've had so many like, deaths.
Are you enjoying this in front of him? Like where he's like sitting on the couch and like, okay, you can't see this 3D, but man, it's amazing.
No, I won't even, he doesn't even know. Like he's totally clueless. Like he'll call it 3DS, but he doesn't know what, well, he knows what 3D is because he's seen a 3D movie, but he's never experienced that 3DS part. So.
I mean, imagine on his 7th birthday when you drop that knowledge. Yeah. Okay, son. You've like, come of age, you can finally see this. He's like, what?
Or I'm about to open it up, but like this new health study comes out. They're like, actually 8 years old. And I'm like, never mind.
Close your eyes, boy.
Sorry about
Forget
that.
You ever saw this.
Yeah.
The big thing too, like the insult to injury is the fact that he's going to be like, wait, that little knob?
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean? I could just switch that and then it's done? Yeah. Pretty much.
Or dad discovers that he knew the whole time.
Yeah. He's coming up like cross-eyed. Just.
Yeah. He's like, I turn it off when you're around because I know I'm not allowed. But then when you leave, I flick it back on.
You know what? Wouldn't doubt it. Would not doubt it for a minute.
Yeah. By the way, I can't see anything. Could you bring me to the doctor?
I have no depth perception right now. Keep bumping into things. That would explain a lot, actually, in his childhood.
We're unraveling the mystery quickly.
Yeah.
That's gonna be troublesome. Like the best part, if when he brings you a game, hey dad, can you help me with this?
Oh, it's on.
And you can't.
No, you have to.
can you beat this level for me? Sure, son. Like yeah. 6 weeks later, like Donkey Kong.
At least fake it, right? Like I remember ringing my parents' stuff that I couldn't do, and like they would immediately do it, right? Like they would fix it or solve my problem. So you need to be that hero. You need that Donkey Kong Country hero.
Jeez, you got to keep yourself sharp, man. Because like,
yeah,
what a gaming dad letdown. You can't like, can you help me? Can you beat this level for me, dad? No.
Yeah. I've called a couple levels in front of him. Oh, that's a cheap shot. Because you wouldn't have known that death until you did it kind of thing. I hate those. Can't stand those. So I've yelled that out and he's like, what does that mean? Like, that's when the game tricks you into something that you don't want to do.
I was gonna say, was that really the word you used or
no, it was good. I was good.
Okay.
It could get dark really fast. That's late at night.
Son of a fudge.
Oh.
Son of a beeswax.
I could imagine like your kid like coming to you kind of being like, oh, can you help with this level? And then you just can't get it. You hand it back to them. And then like then they end up beating it because they just had a moment to pause and think.
Yeah.
I bet that's like the video game equivalent of them coming to you with like a pickle jar.
Exactly. Like, you can't let that happen.
And then like and then you try to open the pickle jar and then you hand it back to them and then pop. You're like, oh.
It's like I failed. I can't do this. You. I failed.
And I don't ever mention the story, but I'd actually solved a game puzzle in a dream. I woke up and went and did it. Yeah, so it was with I was playing Braid at the time, and some of those ones really got you thinking.
Yeah,
and like with all the time mechanics, like it really just dug into you. Like you had to think of it on so many levels, and this one level just could not get it. It was a big playing session. I'm going against this one and just nothing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. Forget this. And it's in that moment when you're drifting off to sleep and you're just starting to dream. And it was just that eureka moment. Oh, that's it. It's the third platform. Like I woke up and like went downstairs and applied it. It worked. First time. It was amazing.
I like how you didn't even save it for the next day. Like
no.
You just woke up in the midst of a fever dream and ran downstairs.
I need to get to this.
Can't let it get away. It was, it was beautiful.
That's happened to me for like ideas for things where it's like I'm about to drift off to sleep and I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. Or it's like I'm drifting off to sleep and it's like, oh, that's the way I'll finally figure out how to illustrate that thing. But it's never been like a video game related epiphany.
Yeah, that was just, it was that one. Only the one thing that had happened, but I was pretty happy about it. I'll say though, like the napping and creativity for ideas, like that is one of my favorites as far as being able to, you have that difficult challenge you just can't solve. And then like letting yourself drift off a little bit and just letting your mind kind of do the work.
Just take a big boy nap. Just big boy nap. And then you get up, solve it.
I find mine is like commuting or like taking the dog for a walk. Like I'll have some of my big epiphanies for that stuff when it's like I'm literally picking up my dog's mess and then I'll be like Eureka with like a handful
holding up in the air.
I finally got it.
It wasn't Isaac Newton with the apple, it was him picking up dog crap.
Yeah. Oh, sorry ma'am, I didn't mean to, let me just get that for you, sorry about that.
Yeah whoops,
see you in your way. Oh yeah. Yeah, not a lot of gaming stuff for myself. It was my self-torment with Street Fighter continued. Finding it pretty zen now, actually, with
You just need a nap. You're good.
Well, it actually works. I think like there's problems with it if you wanted to, as a dad game, because of the, if you did online matches, because you can't leave, right? You can't quit. And that's obviously hugely problematic with a dad when your kid's about to, you know, jump off a balcony. But with the practicing and like the tutorials and some of those other levels, like it's just you and the system. So you're able to kind of just like get into the rhythm and keep practicing these things. So I'm starting to find it very zen and very calming in some ways. Like just kind of over and over again, practicing that one kind of simple move you're trying to get. So we'll see. And otherwise a bit of playing a bit through trying to decide how much I care to give into Super Mario Run.
Oh. So
what do you mean? I liked it. I thought it was fun.
I'm not saying it's a bad game. I don't know.
So because I found out that like if you get all the coins, then a new series of harder coins show up in that particular level.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So started to get...
Okay, quick question. Why do you like the game? Were you one of the people that liked those levels that were like the constant scroll? Do you know what I mean? Like in Mario 3 or whatever, the one level that would just push you to the end. Because that's what I feel like that mobile game is. It's like, I never liked those levels, so I don't like being constantly pushed. I like to like stop and bounce, almost parkour across the level.
Yeah, to do the back and forth. But it's like that constant movement level. Especially whenever they're like in the clouds.
Yes.
Those are just like,
with little like wiggly donuts that fall down.
Oh, the donut platforms. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like I can appreciate the constraint. Like I can appreciate the mechanics so that you're always moving. I guess what's obviously frustrating about it is as a collection thing, it's like you have to get all of these.
Yeah.
Like you have that one instant in time where it doesn't even necessarily feel like skill. It's not like you're doing this intricate tap method. It's more just you manage to do it at the right time. And if you miss it, you restart, you got to go back. Like there was some cases where actually like I killed him so he could float back so I could retry that right, particular yeah. area because I didn't yeah. care to do it again. So yeah, I don't know that I'm hugely a fan of it. Or more suffice to say, I never liked that gameplay in previous games. It's more that I guess in its how short the levels are and how they've presented it, I can kind of appreciate it in this form. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I'm kind of losing interest in bothering. Like I beat the levels. Good work, like good first game. Like hats off. I kind of almost wish there was maybe some more levels, but felt about a decent length. And,
yeah.
Well put together, high quality, and yeah, so we'll see. So I prefer. There's only so much self punishment I can do, and my plate's full. Like I'm already, man, that's one of the first things I think when the son brings or the son or daughter brings you a challenge to beat with a game, and for myself it'd be like, oh hey, can you help me with this Hadouken? And I'm just like, oh no, just like curl up into a ball.
I'm really having this hard time with this Sega boss and.
Yeah, and I just like, it's like, no, left, right, up, left, right, down. Daddy okay? No, son. No, he's not.
Oh, flashbacks.
So, other news, there is, Bubble Guppies is no longer the worst television show, kids television show I've found.
That's good
in my
hear.
Humble opinion. Hmm. So the new one is, well, had an interesting I have an interesting relationship with this one because it's almost like this one cracked the code of kid shows for me. Let me bring you along here. So, man, I'm trying to think, what is the damn thing even called? I think maybe it's called Chase. He's a race car, like this red kind of monster truck.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. That was Chase and the Monster Truck Brigade or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know if there's a subplot. Anyways, like it is goddamn terrible. Okay. So one of the promos is so he, you know, he's a talking race car. Okay. And he lives in a race car world. That's kind of interesting. Or like a monster truck world. Okay. But you have a human inside of you, but your entire world is monster truck sized. So where the hell did that human come from? Like where the hell does that human live?
Blaze and okay. the Monster Machine.
Blaze, okay, yeah.
Right. Blaze, all right. So where does that human live? Like, what's up with them? Are they, like, the last two survivors of whatever terrible thing you did to the human race? Because, like, they can't live anywhere. The whole world is based on cars.
Skynet all right, took over, and it's NASCAR Monster
Trucks.
And he is John Connor. And he has assumed control of Skynet. By way of taking over, yeah.
Okay, so let's suspend belief for a second. Like, okay, this somehow works. The kid jumps down a tunnel and he comes into car world. Whatever. One of the promos is, hey, let's go over to this place, and they hop onto a boat, and now they're sailing a boat.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you? Your cars? What? Why are you sailing? Like, I mean, like literally, it's a huge boat, and they're like pulling ropes. To like it's like what do you your cars like what do you
no because
you're manning a vehicle you're a vehicle you can't
his car don't. Can magically change into new things if the audience says stuff at the screen.
That's cool. I'm cool with that. I'm talking like literally
I'm down with Bubble Guppies though. Bubble Guppies had all that too. They're like bubble cows and
but it's the same it's the same problem I have though where it's just like they're not working within the conceits of what this world is. It's like, yeah, then these four cars jump onto a boat and now they're sailing. I'm like, what are you talking? Why are they sailing? They're cars.
Have you ever seen Truck Town?
I don't want to think about it. Maybe that's a contender for worst show, but bear with me for a while. Okay, so fine. So now you have these two goddamn Monster
just
trucks.
A stream of you just raising your fist at these kid shows. Like, what do you mean?
I'm probably gonna I should stream just screaming at the TV. So for some reason, these two goddamn cars are sailing a boat for some stupid reason. Their human friends are helping, and that's bad enough. But except that one of the cars is also a cat.
Yeah,
and it's okay. So so this isn't far. You haven't just thrown stuff out the window enough. You're also just going to make these sometimes monster trucks are also animals. So one's a dinosaur for no goddamn reason. You can't have that live with everybody. One's a cat and he literally has claws. And it's so you're a car, except you're a cat that lives in a world that has humans and you're going to sail a boat. It's like, what are you? What is this?
Does it purr though? When it revs? Probably. How far are we talking here?
Now, okay, so that's there's my descent into madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the pit of this madness, I started to think about, one thing is certainly my son's really starting to grab toys and just kind of play with himself and starting to slam cars into each other, and he pulls over a plane and he puts the car into the plane. You know, he's going for it, and I've seen kids before. That's how they do it. So that's, if anything, that's what this is. I'm trying to work within logical adult constraints.
Yeah, no, that's
for a synopsis. And this is I'm trying, if you think about a 5 or 6, and I imagine even your boys, Jeff, where it's just okay, then now this truck, and now he's jumping on this plane. Okay, now the plane and the truck is flying over here. And now this cat comes on. Okay, now the cat's going, you know what I mean? It's just that rapid, sure, mm-hmm. whatever. Everything in the kitchen it's sink.
TV,
like
TV shows. For kids, by kids.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
It feels like it, man, because it's everything. It's a dinosaur. That's a truck.
It's basically Axe Cop, but without the cool stuff.
It's at least Axe Cop feels honest in its portrayal of nonsense.
Yeah.
Where this it's almost we're a real-time car thing. Come with us and our buddies and drive around. Except here's a dinosaur and we're going to travel.
That's what happens when something is designed by way of focus groups.
Yeah.
It's we know boys like this and they like this and they like this. So it's how do we put it together? I don't know. Duct tape and hope, but just do it.
Oh, yeah. There was a baker. One of the cars is baking a cake and it's just for what? You got two humans in your whole stupid world and the rest of you don't eat. And this isn't just a one-off. This is a bakery. What's your existence? What are you doing? What do you do daily?
I always thought Blaze
was automated.
Yeah.
They're just going about their way, even though all the humans are dead.
Oh. I think it's a ripoff of, I always thought it was a ripoff of Chuck the Truck. If you've ever seen that one. I don't know if Blaze came after, but Chuck the Truck is they're all trucks, right? There's no humans. They're trucks. And they do truck stuff.
Truck Town is the same.
Yeah. So maybe they had to do that for copyright. They just make a cat.
There's a new one with this kid, Rusty Rivets, where it's
Rivets. That sounds like a disease.
Yeah, it should be. they wind up with a problem to solve in the episode, except it's the kids are builders and engineers. Kinda, I guess, but they're children. And they live in a junkyard, which is just it's waiting to happen.
Yeah.
It's basically encouraging kids to play with garbage. That's what it is.
Preparing them for the dystopian future. Perfect.
Exactly. So this kid, they'll come across a problem where it's this kid is trapped on top of a stack of tires. How do we get him down? Well, let's drive our crane over and use a crane to get him down. Oh no, the crane won't fit through this passageway. You could move the junk, or you could spend an entire day while this one child is precariously about to fall and die building a robot dinosaur that could jump over the garbage. And they give him a paint job. And there's other ones too, where it's just walk around the thing. It's no. We have to build machinery.
Right.
And these giant things with fancy paint jobs and stuff. And And it's weird too, because it's always there's a timer kind of thing. It's we're gonna lose the race. It's so you're gonna build the car for the race now? Everybody else is already at the finish line. There's no sort of sense of prioritization or urgency. It's just like, we build stuff. I don't know. There's that one. Ranger Rob has always gotten me. Right now, though, the one that we do like is Hey Dougie. Because
Hey Dougie.
Our daughter loves that one. She actually like hyperventilates when it comes on. She like runs the TV and she's like, just like, it's like, oh, it's on, it's on. And then like the little ditty for like the opening number kicks in and she just starts dancing like crazy, like looking over her shoulder and smiling at us. Like, are you guys seeing this? This is the best. And we know it's like as soon as that comes on, and what's best too is it comes on 15 minutes before dinner. So like right at that point where it's like you really have to focus on getting dinner ready, it's like her favorite show comes on. And we're like, okay, great. We know where she's going. It's not going anywhere. And it's one of the only shows I've ever really seen her get like super engaged with. And it's like well animated. It's really pretty. It's really fun. It's like basically like a scout troop kind of thing and a dog that looks after them. And they give him a hug at the end. It's like 7 minutes of an episode. But she just loves it. She loves it so hard. And I'm just like, all right, have at it, baby. It'll help me finish your pasta without you hanging on my leg. So. But yeah, Blaze and the Monster Machines. It's, I've seen a few episodes of that. Just
this is sad. Just feels lazy, man. Just like
for our Canadian listeners, I do really enjoy Odd Squad.
And, oh yeah, those kids are hilarious.
And what's great too is you see like comedians come on. Another one that's really good for like comedian cameos is Dino Dan and Dino Dan Trek Adventures. Dino Dan Trek's Adventures, it's like all like Toronto comedians and actors and stuff, like Sean Cullen from Corky and the Juice Pigs, like he shows up as like a substitute teacher all the time, not like the drama teacher. There's like some Kids in the Hall action, there's some like new Canadian comedian talent peppered in there, like it's got some funny stuff, and it's just this kid. If you're not familiar with Dino Dan, I know I'm getting off on a rant here, but Dino Dan is essentially this boy who sees dinosaurs, kind of like the Sixth Sense, but they're okay. Dinosaurs, but nobody else sees the dinosaurs. So it's like part of you is kind of wondering, like, is there something wrong with this little boy? Like, is this an overactive imagination or should he get like an MRI? Like how
yeah, that's right.
Severe.
I think the, is.
But everybody your... plays
along. You know, so Trek's Adventures, and it's great that as adult men, we can have this conversation, yeah. But so with Trek's Adventures, have they just replaced Dan because nobody liked him?
No, here's the kicker. Dino Dan, he had a little brother named Trek. Dino Dan got too old to act in the show anymore. The little brother got old enough to take his place.
Yeah, that's okay. Because it is a replacement, right? Like Dan got booted, right?
Yeah, but the replacement was the cast member in the first Dino Dan.
Oh yeah, and I remember him.
Like Dino Dan's little brother takes up the torch, and apparently the condition's hereditary. Yeah, so he takes up the torch and whatever is causing the visions, and moves along. It's like maybe they should take the asbestos out of the house or change
the paint.
But Trek is Dan's little brother. So Dino Dan Trek's Adventures is just his little brother having hallucinations in the schoolyard instead of him.
It's like Dan, I can see them. Dan, I can see them. This backpack is yours now, Trek.
Here's the other troubling thing about that whole like, is there something wrong with the kid? It's like, where's Dan? Like, where did Dan go?
Tyrannosaurus got him.
Like, here's a kid who has hallucinations, and then he disappears. And now his little brother is having hallucinations. And it's very disconcerting. Like, I want to know. Like, me as a viewer, I'm kind of concerned. Like, wait, nobody talks about Dan. Why don't we talk about Dan?
Where's Dan?
Oh, no.
That's the story arc you see, because the only reason he started seeing dinosaurs was the trauma of losing his brother, and now it's just that hunt to find which dinosaur ate his brother and get revenge.
It's his coping mechanism for the grief of losing his brother or something. I don't know.
That's the adventure.
They did have a Ghostbusters parody episode, which was really funny, And the best part too is like they just did the music. Like they didn't even try to like do like a fake one. They just went straight out. They're like, we don't care. Nobody's gonna. It's like
come obscure, at us. Go.
It's an obscure kids show on Canadian television, like public access television. So it's like, whatever. So they just did it. Like, wow, that's commendable.
Oh man.
Oh, I watched
so not. Yeah, it's like the stuff that I think it's going to be a new spin-off show. It's just like weekly rantings on the plot points of various kids shows.
Yeah.
This week on Trek's Adventures. But on that high note, I think we dads will sign off for the evening.
Yeah, the next episode of Trek's Adventures is on, so I gotta get going.
Yeah. Gotta go rewatch our record. I DVR'd all of it, so I gotta like watch. I gotta find the plot points.
Yeah.
If you look hard enough, you can see Dan.
If any of our viewers know what the hell happened to Dan, please in the comment section let me know, because I'm worried. Why does nobody talk about Dan?
Where's Dan? Everybody, that will do it for us. Thanks so much for listening to us. This has been New Dad Gaming. We do this podcast weekly. If you'd like to subscribe, we're on all the major podcasting networks. If you'd like to reach out for a question or have a show idea, you can find us at our website, newdadgaming.com. I would love to hear from you. And if you could like, share, recommend to any other new dads who game, much appreciated. And until such time, my name is Trevor, and I have a 1.5-year-old.
My name's Gavin. I have a 1.5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I got a 3.5 and a 6-year-old.
Or a 6 3/4.
6 and almost there.
Great, guys. See you next week.
See you. Bye.